Welcome to Home Smart with Amy Lurari, like Ferrari, of Chesapeake Real Estate Associates. To contact Amy, call 443-480-2936 or 443-215-HOME. Email Amy at AllShoreAmy.com and visit AllShoreAmy.com on the web. Equal housing opportunity. All right, so it's very exciting to see Amy back here for 2024. What have you been up to since we've talked to you last?
Oh, I have made all kinds of changes, Brian. I am now with Chesapeake Real Estate Associates. Real excited to be with them. They have an office in Chestertown.
Nice.
So I am back home at my own stomping grounds and ready to go.
Well, welcome back home. And Amy, I see you've brought a very special friend along with you to introduce us to.
That's right. I have Erin Anderson, and she is one of the owners of Chesapeake Real Estate Associates. And she's going to tell us a little bit about the company, why they've decided to open an office here in Chestertown, and just give you a little background on
it. Hey, Erin, welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you guys having me on. I feel special here with Amy. So we are very excited to have her join our brokerage and our expansion into downtown Chestertown.
Well, tell me a little bit about how you got the brokerage started, how it was put together, what you hope to accomplish, and so forth.
Absolutely. So the brokerage was formed in 2007. We're based out of Kent Island, and we also have an office in Trapp. So it is an agent-owned company. We've kind of been around for a while, and our agents work all over the Eastern Shore as well as Anne Arundel County. We've got agents, a couple of them across the bridge, but our home roots are here on the shore.
Mm-hmm. So I was going to say, sounds like you're kind of focused in the shore
we
areas.
We are. Yeah. So it just made sense to get into Chestertown. So many of us, myself included, and several of our other agents already do a ton of business up here in real estate with Kent County and even parts of Cecil County, Northern Queen Anne. So it made sense for us to have a location that was a little more accommodating for those buyers and sellers and for our agents. So now we have a great spot downtown. We would love for you all to come see us. And we've got some awesome new agents who've joined us, like Amy.
Amy, that seems like the perfect fit for you.
It really is. You know, my tagline is All Shore Amy. And, you know, my website is AllShoreAmy.com. So this all kind of fit together. And unexpectedly, Erin reached out to me, a totally different reason, but telling me that they were going to be opening an office, and the conversation got started. So for me, I feel like it's going to help me expand along the shore where I love to be. You know, I love to work where I live. And Erin's tagline is Eastern Shore Erin. So, you know, All Shore Amy has joined Eastern Shore Erin, and we're ready to...
And it's a great fit.
Yeah, it's a great fit.
I was going to say, I feel like I'm among a team of superheroes.
There
here.
You go. We feel like we are the Eastern Shore superheroes. So we're looking forward to, you know, helping everybody out up and down the shore. You know, we're both very educated and knowledgeable in the small towns and areas along the shore. And, you know, we just love what we do. So and we also are going to get involved more in the community. Isn't that correct,
Erin? Absolutely. Absolutely. So one of the things that Chesapeake Real Estate Associates has been doing is more events. So we are trying to immerse ourselves more into the communities that we serve, and downtown Chestertown is just perfect for that. Mm-hmm. We were here at Dickens Festival, which mm-hmm. was actually sort of our mini grand opening of the office in December. It was so nice to see so many familiar faces. We had so many clients stop by. We had other agents stop by, lenders and builders, and it was really nice to have our home base for them here too, you know, mm-hmm. since we are spread out. We've got the office in Queen Anne's. Now we've got one in Kent and one in Talbot. It's just nice to be able to see the people that we work with on a regular basis now here in their community.
Tell me what type of properties that you plan to feature.
So we do a realm of properties, tons of residential. You know, lots of our agents are very versed in residential, single family, townhomes, condominiums, the senior living, your 55 and over communities. And also we have some commercial agents. So we do have a couple of commercial agents, one of our new ones being Ken Roderick, who gladly came over with us with Amy.
Mm-hmm.
So we are very fortunate to have him as well join us, as well as some other agents who've come to our brokerage now. Pretty much everything. We handle a wide variety of properties, and most of us grew up here. We were born and raised here. Most of the owners and agents have lived here for quite some time, if not their whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to just have that community feel. You can't walk down the street without seeing somebody you know. We're excited to just be able to do more events with them and kind of give back to the community with Dickens Festival. We did our first annual animal shelter drive. So we were collecting donations for the Kent County Animal Shelter. It went very well. We hope next year it goes even better, but we're going to be here for everything. Expect to see us. We'll be here farmers markets, tea party, Dickens Festival, down rigging.
Well, that's nice too, in the fact that a company of your size can offer more personalized service. And when somebody is looking to locate to the area, who better than someone who grew up in this area to be able to point out
exactly
the best places to buy and what to do and how the market works.
Exactly. We know all the little shortcuts on how to get places. We know the best restaurants, the best, you know, pet supply stores. We can put you in touch with everybody, all the contractors in the area. We've kind of got you covered because we know everybody here. So I think that's what sets our, it's sort of like a boutique brokerage apart from some of the bigger ones who just have names from all over the place. Mm-hmm. Most of our agents are from here.
I have to tell you too, that you will become a go-to because I know, like Amy, I call Amy for things that aren't even real estate related because Amy is just such a go-to person. And that's another thing that makes you a good fit with this agency.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And I'm real excited to be able to get back and do community events as an office. As you know, I've done a food drive in the past and Brian has been a part of that, and that will continue. I'm going to continue those efforts. It'll just be under my new brand. So keep an eye out for that. And I want to encourage you, if you're down at the farmers market where a lot of people come on Saturdays, you'll find us right there on Park Row. You can't miss us. Can't guarantee we'll be there because it's heating up here in the spring market. But, you know, if we are there, feel free to pop your head in and say hi, pick up some literature, and hopefully we can start that relationship.
So speaking of the market, let's get an overview of how things are. As we've started 2024, what are you seeing in our local area?
What I'm seeing, and Aaron, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm seeing more listings popping up.
Yes, we're starting to see more listings pop up, which is great. The interest rates are still, you know, all over the place, unfortunately, but they're predicting them to come down. So if we can get in that downward transition again, I think all the buyers are going to start jumping back into. But I've definitely seen an uptick of buyers, small uptick of listings, which is great. So if it continues that trend, we should have a great year.
How are property values hanging in there?
They're staying pretty high. I mean, the sellers are getting top dollar right now still. I'm seeing in other areas where they're starting to come down a little bit. And I think we've had this discussion before, Brian, where we may not see the prices come down, but you're going to start to see those sellers start to negotiate a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You may have a few more days on the market versus that, you know, put the sign in and then you're taking the sign out because it sold overnight. So you're going to start to see that more normalized. So consider that when you're looking in the spring market, what's going on. Now is the time. If you want to hit the spring market, you should be calling me, calling Aaron right now to get your house prepped and ready to be on the market. If you're just thinking about it now, then we're going into the summer months before you're going to see that momentum pick up.
So what would you consider prime listing season and selling season here?
Well, we have seasons, and spring's always a big season for us, probably because the school year's coming to an end. If you have a family, you're going to be making that move over the summer. If you need a little running room with that listing in order to get it sold, that gives you the 60 days to get the house sold, and then you can get settled in your new home. So definitely spring is a hop in time. Summer, though, around here, because we are a area that attracts a lot of boaters and vacationers, we still have business during the summer. And then fall, isn't it? You know, it's every change of the season. Winter kind of slows up a little bit, although I have to say I've had several homes sell during February, so I don't feel it. I think if somebody wants to buy a house and they're serious about it, they're going to buy it when they need to buy it. Mm-hmm. And especially if they're really serious, the snow is not going to scare them away. They're going to go ahead and buy in February when less people are looking.
So I guess the message here then is, ahead of the spring coming up, if you're thinking about putting your house on the market, now would be a good time to have you come out and talk to someone and kind of show them the comps and figure out what a good price would be and kind of let them know what's involved with the process to get things started.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have a coming soon period, which can be like 60 days before it goes live for showings. Go ahead and sign that listing agreement. agreement, get that sign in the yard, and take that 60 days to touch up that paint and clean that carpet and dust those windows and all that kind of stuff, and then be ready to put it on the market.
Yeah, just based on some of the things we've talked about in the past too, Amy offers a wealth of information on what you should do if you're preparing, if you're starting to look for a house, or if you're preparing to sell one. What do you do for your curb appeal? What are the most popular things to do? What do people commonly find that would be problems when showing a house and those sorts of things? And that's very helpful because a lot of people don't know that. They don't buy and sell but a couple times in a lifetime. So you kind of forget in between those. Gosh, I need to go with neutral colors. I need to make sure my curb appeal is where it needs to be. I need to make sure all my ducks are in a row if I'm buying, to make sure that I'm pre-qualified. Just some of those simple steps.
Those simple steps. And, you know, we have buying guides and we have seller guides, and they're real simple. I can send them to you digitally. You can give me a call at 443-480-2936 is my cell direct. If you want to catch the office, it's 443-215-HOME, H-O-M-E. Can't forget that.
Wow.
So, you know, feel free to reach out to us. And if you need some literature or some suggestions, we're there to help you.
Now, we can put some QR codes up as well, right?
Absolutely. We will put those up on your website. I'll put them up on my website, which is allshoreamy.com. Or we may even be able to stick them up on the company website, which is ChesapeakeRealEstateAssociates.com.
I kind of would piggyback off of what Amy said with the spring market. It's a hot time to get your house listed, and it's right when buyers are getting ready to start flooding the market again. We do have a big second home pool in the summer, but I do feel like some of the other houses slow down a little bit in the summertime. People are vacationing, school's out, see a little bit of a lull in the summer, although it's steady, and then fall picks back up like crazy again. So spring is definitely a hot time. You know, it's rainy and nasty, and we've had some, you know, yucky weather, but this is the time to be doing stuff. Get your yard ready, get your landscaping done, put the mulch down, power wash your house, have us walk through, tell you what you should do inside. I just did a listing appointment this past week where I'm like, they didn't think about the carpet and the paint and just little stuff. Just get those couple of rooms freshened up. It's going to go a long way. Bang for your buck on what they could sell for. And it's still heavily a seller's market. I mean, days on market are up. Yes. So the DOM, when you see that on sites, that's a little bit longer for some homes, but houses are still selling for a very high price. People are getting a great return.
Okay. Let's make the first step and reach out. Why don't you give me the contact numbers once again?
Okay. Well, my personal cell for Amy Lorari is 443-480-2936. My office at Chesapeake Real Estate Associates is 443-215-HOME, H-O-M-E. And my website is allshoreamy.com.
All right. So be sure and reach out. Listen, I want to thank you both for your time today.
Thank
it's been
you
wonderful.
So much
Please
for
come
having
back
me.
And see us, okay?
Absolutely. I appreciate you having us out. And we're super excited for our new brokerage and to have these new wonderful agents join us. So it's going to be a great thing. Stop by and see us. We're at 302 Park Row, downtown Chestertown.
You've been listening to Home Smart with Amy Lorari of Chesapeake Real Estate Associates. To contact Amy, call 443-480-2936 or 443-215-HOME. Email Amy at AllshoreAmy.com and visit AllshoreAmy.com on the web. Equal housing opportunity.